Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Raffi, now that time has passed, did you want to leave?
Ya eso quedó en el pasado, como le dije, ya eso son decisiones que yo no la controlaba, eso son decisiones de del equipo, y eso para mí quedó en el pasado.
That's in the past. Those are not decisions that I control, and you know, that's I'm living that in the past right now.
So that was Devers over the weekend. Giants take 2 out of 3. Devers had 2 hits. One was a home run. Honestly, didn't do a ton in the series.
No.
Hasn't really done a ton since he's gotten to the Giants. They're 500. You're 500 without him. You've been 500 the year prior. You were a last place team the 2 years before that. I still think the Red Sox are in okay shape post-Devers, but yesterday's loss unraveled quickly. Bad defense, bad base running, bad pitching, bad bullpen, bad decisions by the manager, and all those same issues that have been there really all season long.
Oh, yeah.
We're right back in your face. That felt like bad timing for a bad loss to me.
Yeah, and like you need to capitalize on the starts by guys like Lucas Giolito, tonight's starter Walker Buehler. If they give you a quality start, you need to win those games. Because there's going to be plenty of times where they don't, and they just pour gasoline on themselves, and you're going to lose those ones.
Especially in a game where, and the offense, look, hasn't been great, even with Devers for the last couple of weeks. Like, it's had a rough June. But they scored yesterday.
They did.
And so it's like, even when Giolito's going to give you a decent start,
right.
And you're scoring 6 runs, those are games you got to win. Because you're not going to get by with the way they pitched for the last few weeks, where you're giving up a run or two every single night with this pitching staff. The nights you score, you better win. And they didn't, because their defense let them down. The bullpen just imploded once they got in there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, that was all a problem.
It was. And Jaren Duran, we highlighted this a little bit, but a problem in the field, on the base paths, and then he's just not doing enough at the plate. Like, he was awesome last year.
He was.
And it's been a far cry from that. On Friday, we did our top 5 Red Sox, our top 5 current Red Sox.
I had him 3rd.
Yeah, you might put him down on that list.
Might want to take him off.
Yeah, I didn't have him on the list, but I wasn't super confident in, you know, I had Marcelo Meyer 5th on my list. So there's still, like, hope and upside. But
call that a toss-up. Like, Duran could be 5th, but I would at best move him down and maybe take him off the list altogether.
Yeah, but Duran was one of the 5, well, one of the 10 best players in the American League last year. Now he's barely a top 5 player on a 500 baseball team.
Yep.
That's a pretty steep drop-off.
Would you move him?
He was really good in the field last year. He is horrible this year.
Yeah. I mean, just yesterday was brutal. I put that like 100% on him. Eaton's playing 3rd, which is its own problem.
Guy's a stud.
But he's playing 3rd base. Like, Duran's got to be screaming for that baseball and calling him off, and he didn't. And then Duran also overslid 2nd base. I like that he was aggressive going for 2nd.
Yeah, that's his thing.
You got to stay on the bag when you're doing it. He overslid. I think it was a bang-bang call. People think he was clearly safe. I don't think anything was clear. And the call on the field was he was out. So Duran's hurting you. Would you a couple of weeks ago, when his name first emerged with San Diego, I was like, no.
I'm closer to it. I would still trade Willie Abreu first.
Me too.
Then Jaren Duran. But I don't know. Is last year the anomaly? Are we going to look back and be like, Jaren Duran was awesome for 1 year and then like okay for the rest of his career?
Yes and no, because Jaren Duran, I'm pulling it up now, but wasn't he pretty good in 23 too? He was just hurt. Didn't he get hurt?
He got hurt at the end, which kind of just was too bad because I think he was really picking up steam. But he was pretty good.
So, like, Duran in 23 hit .295 with an .828 OPS. Like, he was swiping a bunch of bags.
Yep,
the issue is he got hurt. So, I mean, I think there was more than just last season. But if you want to say the year and a half was an anomaly, then, maybe it was.
But
maybe that's the high water mark for a guy who is, in his late 20s.
His OPS is 120 points lower than it was last season. And then to Nick's point, he's not even as good of a glove as he was before. I feel like there's been a lot less of those dynamic Duran plays, like the single into a double like he was trying to do yesterday. I feel like that was pretty commonplace last year. It was like almost every time you watched him, he did something like that.
Yeah. So, look, I'm closer to moving him, too. The way you said it, I think, is right. I would still move Willier before him. But he's not having a good year. And, you want to talk about now guys who are leaders or not. I mean, the Red Sox tried to make Jaren Duran a leader. He's not. I mean, he's absolutely not that.
No.
And he's getting himself thrown out of that game yesterday. Cora on his heels got thrown out of the game as well. He's clearly cursing out the ump. Like, I have no problem with him getting ejected in that spot.
Well,
even if the umps missed the call. Do you? You wanted the robot umps there?
Yeah, robot umps. I don't think a player should get ejected unless they spit on the ump. That's my one rule. And you can't, like, punch him in the face.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't assault anybody.
Yeah, I think
in any way, shape,
as long as you don't make physical contact with the umpire, you should stay in the game.
And then you get that ump from the College World Series taking a dive. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No, I didn't see that. What happened?
Coastal Carolina manager got tossed.
And he fell down?
And the ump, one of the umps that came over to try and break it up just fell over. And he, like, he dove.
Nice.
Now, robots wouldn't have that problem.
No, so Duran is an issue for the Red Sox right now. Can he turn it around? We can debate, but it doesn't look right. And again, bad loss for the Red Sox yesterday. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Let's go to Gary in Fall River on Rafael Devers. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what this reminds me of. It reminds me of they ran Nomar out of 2004, too, and then somebody else picked it up. They won the World Series. And 2007, we had Jason Bay, believe it or not, and he ended up doing a job Manny was doing. These guys got to pick it up when they get rid of a star.
It was 2008, Gary. But okay,
yeah, so Manny was very much on the 07 World Series team.
Yeah. It was 08. Bay came in and he did have a good year.
He had a good 09, right? I think he had a better 09.
He came in at the deadline in 08, and then, yes, in 09, because we were looking up all the guys who have gotten top 10 MVP votes, which Devers never got. Bay was top 10. He was like 7th or something in the MVP in 09, and then he left. So, no, look. I think
Nomar was a better player and more popular than Devers, but I get his overall point. Like, you take a guy who is one of the best players on your team, you remove him. Now, the problem is, at least in the Nomar deal, you got back major league players right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think a big part of the Devers deal, and some people want to just say it's horrible, and that's fine. I want to see what they do in the next month. And I know we're talking about it today, so we can't just wait. But are they going to add salary? Are they going to bring in another middle-of-the-lineup hitter? Are they going to bring in a top-end pitcher with the money that they're saving now on Rafael Devers? If they don't do that, you might be right, sir. And then that's terrible. Because at least with Nomar, you're like, all right, you got rid of your shortstop, but you brought in a shortstop. You also brought in a first baseman. And then that same day or the day later, you got an outfielder who can run. So they added to that team. Right now, you just subtracted.
The big leaguers you brought in.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Hicks and Harrison are both in Worcester. Hicks was brutal yesterday, I guess, from what I understand. Jeez. Harrison is pitching sometime this week for the first time.
Great.
With the Woo Sox. So get ready for that. By the way, while we were talking to Duran, I meant to bring this up. The Athletic put out their top 30 players who could be moved at the trade deadline.
Okay.
Number one on the list, Tim Britton, Aaron Gleeman, Eno Saris.
All right.
Jaren Duran.
Jaren Duran's number one player to be moved by the deadline?
Number one option on their list to be moved.
All right. Well,
so that would be
they
more,
must know something.
That would be more subtracting is what that would be.
Move him for another minor leaguer? another former top prospect like Harrison?
Which I would not be on board with. I heard Greg.
You can.
Oh, sorry. Go.
Real quick. Could you get more for Duran than Devers?
Maybe.
Just because he's a really cheap player under team control for a while?
I think part of the reason you didn't get a ton for Devers is because of the contract.
People hated the contract.
Yeah. And again, as Jeff Passan reported on Friday, we spent a lot of time on it on Friday, but as Jeff Passan reported, most of baseball looks at it as a good deal for the Red Sox financially because the Devers contract was so bad.
Which is terrible. That's not how any fan should look at
it. Well, not in Boston, right?
They save money.
I don't care that they save money.
Under the cap now?
But just know in baseball,
yeah.
A lot of people in baseball are like, oh, the Red Sox actually did pretty well for that trade. Now they're emphasizing the financials, which I'm with you.
Hicks went two-thirds of an inning yesterday.
That's all right.
Three hits, two runs, a walk, and a home run.
Not good.
You got two outs, though.
They're emphasizing the financials. They're not emphasizing the return in the trade. They're emphasizing the financials.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard Greg talking about this on my drive-in this morning. David Ortiz really went more scorched earth on Rafi Devers. Dude, what? You think he's doing too much?
He's doing way too much. You got to lay low on this one. First of all, we believed you. You didn't need to say that Devers didn't. I believe him, but it's like the timing of it was comical. And you're like, all right, you work for the team. You get it. People are kind of dug it. Do you think anybody was like, man, I was so pro Devers until I saw these David Ortiz tweets? Like, stop. It's too much. I made the joke earlier about how, you know, Devers seems like he's the guy that has, like, the new girlfriends. Like, everything's the best ever. Ortiz feels like Devers broke up with him. Like, he's the one. He's, like, now just, like, emptying the tank on this. Uh-huh. This is, like, a bad. This is a relationship gone south. Like, leave it alone. I don't think it. I'm even technically on his side, I guess. I am more pro-team than I am pro-Devers. But every time Ortiz puts something out, you're like, all right, enough.
So, yeah, this to me feels more backstabby than anything else, hit piece than anything else, is Ortiz out there as the attack dog for the organization. Literally called them the best organization in baseball, which...
What?
Look, I'm on board with the trade, but I think we can all objectively say they're not the best organization in baseball.
No, the team that traded Mookie Betts for pennies on the dollar is the best organization.
He said the thing is that to have some like this at Boston, you have to just not be a hitter. You have to be the full package. All the way around, player, go Red Sox.
That was him standing on his like numbers, like at Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like basically
standing on the 34.
Like, hey Devers, you're never gonna have your number retired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no kidding. Also, Ortiz was a hitter.
Well, I was gonna say
strictly a hitter.
Ortiz was a great hitter. Ortiz was much better hitter than this guy. Yeah. Much better player than this guy.
Yeah,
Ortiz was not an all around player.
I don't remember a lot of those great fielding plays.
I mean, Devers was more of an all-around player, if we're being honest. More of an all-around
player. Devers played third base quite a bit.
He played the field a heck of a lot more. Now he's brutal at it, but at least he was out there, unlike Ortiz, who did it in interleague play here and there, a World Series here
so
and there.
So does David Ortiz just like, he's like, I'm gonna seize the moment here, or does somebody tell him like, hey, David, do you mind doing this?
Well, good question.
Because I wonder if David's just sort of like, you know, he's paid by the team, and he's a Red Sox legend, and he sees a guy badmouthing the Red Sox, and is his like knee-jerk reaction to do this?
David Ortiz.
Or is it more like literally said, like, hey, David, if you could do this? Because I would believe either one.
So Terp has up the other thing that he posted this week on Instagram. He had all the unresponded to.
This is a scorned lover. A scorned lover would post tweets.
Text, DMs, whatever they are. Yeah. I think I heard Courtney say it's WhatsApp. Yeah. So wherever it's from, all these messages to Devers that were unresponded to, which I believe, I do find it very comical. A lot of people are like, oh, Devers is right to be upset with the organization because they were terrible at communicating. No. And those same people are like, well, who cares if Devers responded to David Ortiz? It's like,
bad communication.
Do you care about the bad communication or do you not?
Yeah.
Like, I believe it's all true. I believe the Red Sox were poor communicating to Devers. He needs to get over it. And I also believe Devers was poor communicating with David Ortiz. And he should probably get over it, David.
I think so.
Probably get over
like
that
he
one.
He is real big mad.
Do less.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm on your side. We're Take on your side, David. But yeah, do less.
He's not helping. I don't think it's having the desired result. I think people are kind of like laughing.
I don't think it's won anybody over. Yeah. And it makes the organization look worse. 617-779-7937. Speaking of John Henry, we have more insight into his role in trading Rafi Devers from Jeff Passan, who was on with Arcan over the weekend. I also want to get to another member of really ownership, Theo Epstein, in his role in the direction of the Red Sox. We can do all that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I think it did evolve over time. He was perfectly fine with this trade happening. And I think it was a consequence of Rafael Devers. And I'm not going to look at Rafael Devers in this situation as somebody who's a complete innocent. He was not. There's an expectation that inside a clubhouse, teammates have of one another, right? And he was not meeting that expectation. The expectation is you're going to do everything you can so we can win baseball games. And he didn't, right? Like, now, I understand why he was as aggrieved as he was, because the communication from the Red Sox stunk. Like, they dropped the ball on that. It's something that Craig Breslow has admitted. But at the same time, you know, I think Rafael Devers could have done more, and you can argue fairly should have done more, but chose not to. And that to me is where Alex Cora comes into this situation. Like, if there are problems in the clubhouse, that's on the manager to fix them.
Jeff Passan On with Arcan on Friday night. Good get by Arcan. A lot of good stuff from Passan. Cora definitely not blameless.
No, bad season for Cora.
Managing some of these personalities. We'll get into John Henry and some insight that Passan had in the reporting. Henry met with Devers twice in Kansas City. We knew about the initial report and the flight there. He also met with him the next morning for breakfast.
Yeah, a little brekkie.
Devers blew him off both times, wouldn't get on board. And I'm sure Henry came back and said, let's get rid of this guy. To that point, that was, again, what, a month ago, whatever that was? Twitch chat is saying, well, two things, Larry. Number one, we're smearing Devers because we carry the Red Sox games, and we're only doing that as a favor to the organization.
Well, I mean, people join the show at all different times. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. We've been pretty consistent since February.
I was going to say, we were ripping him and smearing him, I guess, while he was
on the team.
While he was a member of the team back in spring training.
That's
all the way.
That's right.
Where I'm sure the team was trying to turn things around with him before they had made their decision to
move
on.
That Kansas City trip, by the way, was May 9th, 10th, and 11th. So that's a month and a half.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if you think we're just smearing him because we carry Red Sox games, I guess we were doing it while he was playing for the team every day.
Yeah.
But go ahead. The other item in there as well is we were ripping Devers for not hitting a walk-off home run. No. I said I would get the Gatorade bath and him doing post-game media if he walked it off. All he did was hit a home run earlier in the game.
Yeah.
And so I was saying for Devers to do the post-game media, it stood out. It wasn't a walk-off situation. It stood out that he was having such a good time.
Because we also found out he turned those down all the time.
Yucking it up. He turned it
down.
He
refused to do those
even
here.
In walk-off situations here.
Yep.
And then with the Giants, he hits a home run early, and he's like, oh, yeah, put me on the TV. I love doing
best
interviews.
Buds.
Dump Gatorade on me. Woo. So that's what I was ripping him for.
Let me play first base, please.
If you don't like me ripping him for that, fine. Yeah. I didn't rip him because he didn't hit a walk-off home run. Though that does sound like something I would say. What were we just going over in the last? Carrabas is
What's going on
in
here?
His mentions? We were talking about Jaron Duran.
Yep,
Jaron Duran, rough game yesterday.
Yeah, bad game and not
Duran,
a good season.
Rough season. He's number one on the Athletics trade big board. And perhaps in a related story, Carrabas right now is seems like he's done with Jaron Duran. If you,
what happens. You have big supporters, like Alex Cora, big supporter of Rafael Devers. Then he was not a big supporter of Rafael Devers.
Uh-huh.
And now he's gone.
And, you know, Carrabas is a very pro-Red Sox. He's a very outspoken Red Sox fan. Like, I don't think he hides from that in any way, shape, or form. He puts it on display.
Right.
And so for Carrabas to be done with you, I wonder.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened? Well, I wonder what happened, but I also wonder if he's...
What happened?
He's got an idea that Duran may not be long for him.
Well, if he's number one on that list that you were reading earlier, the Athletic had guys that could be traded between now and the deadline, and Jaron Duran's number one on that list. It's not kind of like thrown in there as like a maybe. Feels like that there could be something cooking.
You know what's going to happen, Keith?
What's going to happen?
They're going to trade Duran, and now we're going to just be where everybody else is with Devers. And we're going to be like, this organization's stupid, and I hate it.
Yeah, although Duran's kind of on a down note.
He is. I don't know.
If he was playing like he was last year and they traded him, it'd be insane.
Yeah.
But Jaron Duran's not Mookie Betts. Like, he had a really good year last year. And they do need to figure out at some point what their outfield's going to be. Like, what's your everyday outfield? Is it Roman Anthony, Seidon Rafaela, Willy Abreu? Well, then you do trade Jaron Duran, I guess.
That's true.
But is it, you know, Jaron Duran, Rafael, and Roman Anthony? All right, well, then you maybe trade Willy Abreu. It does seem like all four of those guys probably need to play every day. I was of the mindset maybe Rafaela can kick in, or maybe Rafaela can be the Swiss Army knife. I don't know.
He's turned around.
Maybe he needs to play every single day.
It's true, because I was of that same mindset.
Yeah.
And I probably still lean that way, but he has been hitting. And, you know, he had a monster weekend this weekend.
And having, like, a really good glove in center field is pretty helpful. I mean, I think all the pitchers would say, like, yeah, I like having him out there.
Look, I wonder if Duran really is on the block. And
sounds like it.
Just reading into Carrabas being done with him, I wonder if he's heard things that the organization is done with him. But again, that's just a guess.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
It's not been great. Should we start looking at Theo? I was very excited when Theo came in, Keith. I got an email about this over the weekend that I thought was interesting. And it's like, Breslow is a Theo guy. Theo was brought in. I thought it was my favorite thing the organization had done in like a decade, was bringing Theo back. It was like one of my favorite things they've done, where I was like, huh, bringing back a guy who's had success with Major League Baseball and with the Cubs and obviously with the Red Sox, getting him back involved in any way, shape, or form, even if it's more with Fenway Sports Group and more with the rest of the portfolio, but just to be an ear in the organization for the baseball team, like at what point do we look at it and say, some of this is on Theo too? Is that fair to start looking at? Because I imagine Breslow's here in big part because of him.
Yeah, but also he was not the first choice, second choice, third choice, 12th choice. Like he was, he eventually came in, and maybe Theo had a little bit of hand in that. I was hopeful for a moment when they brought him in, and then was it early on when somebody was asked about it? And they're like, well, he's going to kind of overlook everything, and like he's like just as much involved in soccer. I was like,
yeah,
oh.
Which, well,
I was like, I'm out.
That's what they said. I don't buy that, though.
Yeah,
do you buy that?
Kind of.
He's as involved with soccer as he is with the baseball team?
He shouldn't be, but I'm also like, I don't really understand the point of this. Because then there's like, oh, there's always those whispers about like, is this just adding to the resume so he can eventually become commissioner of baseball? It's just sort of like putting this on the list.
Or own his own club.
Yeah, something to that effect. Like it feels like they wanted him back, but obviously chief baseball officer is beneath him. So it's like, all right, what role do you have and how much say do you have? You know, if they signed Juan Soto, maybe I would have been like, yeah, he's a little bit more involved. I guess this offseason was a better offseason than the previous ones, but I'm still not convinced that he has like a huge say.
Yeah, I was very hopeful when he came in, and I guess if I'm going to be consistent, I got to look at it and go, all right, well, where are things heading and how much blame is on him? Now, I believe more in Breslow than I think a lot of people do, but if you're out on Breslow and you hate the job he's doing and you want him fired, and I know a lot of people do, well, then you got to look at Theo as well. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. Devers talk all day, Red Sox talk all day. But we should get to the NBA as well. Game 7 last night, Oklahoma City, perhaps a budding dynasty, though they got a big assist with an injured superstar on the other side, which should sound familiar to Celtics fans. Plus, we'll get into some NBA trades already taking place. Kevin Durant on the move. All that with your phone calls next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.